كشيخ كوهر إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إنا نحمدك ونشكرك ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode of Daily Duas to Power Our Days. Inshallah, today I would like to share with you a dua prescribed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for invoking Allah's grace for cure and healing. All of us, one day or another, will suffer afflictions. We may face diseases and illness, and we may also visit those who are sick. So the question what we should do, pray, how we should supplicate. Surely everyone knows that we can read Fatiha and invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on ourselves and others. And as well, there are other du'as prescribed along with Fatiha by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he himself used while visiting the sick. I will mention one of them today and another short one, inshallah, to go with it also. This dua I will read once again three times, and then I will translate and mention a few key points, inshallah. Allahumma adhib al-bas, rabban nas, washfi ant fa anta shafi, la shifa illa shifauka, shifa'an la yugadiru saqma. اللهم اذهب الباس رب الناس واشفي فانت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم اذهب الباس رب الناس واشفي فانت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما و الله you who are the lord of humankind we call upon you to remove the affliction and pain and suffering and cure and heal. For you alone are the healer and curer. There is no cure except yours. So cure him or her, leaving no trace of illness behind. This is a beautiful dua. We are recognizing that Allah is the Lord. He is the master. Nothing happens in this world without his will. So, of course, Islam teaches us to go visit the doctors and receive treatments and take medications. But we should know that all of these will work only with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the musabbibul of asbab. He is the uncaused cause of all things in the universe. So recognize and invoke the mercy of Allah that the doctor and the medicine can work with Allah's will. Inshallah. We can also add another short dua along with that, because pain and suffering, the world, we are sent to this world to go through some afflictions and trials and tribulations. But for those who cherish their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not for destruction. It can be a source of healing and purification and cleansing for us. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to add, Tahurun insha'Allah. Let it be a source of purification and cleansing by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us to always turn to Him in supplication, because we are all dependent on the mercy of Allah every second of our life, for our existence, for our health, and all the blessings we enjoy. So, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.